What's up? We're here with E. White. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. What's going on with you, baby?
Not much. Just chilling. All right, so you linked back up with Meech Wells recently, and you've been doing a lot of collaboration. So tell us about what you've been doing in the studio.
Oh, shit. We hooked up about a month and a couple of weeks ago. Probably not even that long. We've just been getting together on some new shit. You know, man, his ideas, you know, our ideas are a lot alike and it's similar. So we get down there and we get to fucking with the dude. I get to going over some rock. Basically, right now, I'm just addressing all this hate ass shit. All these niggas out here fucking with this bullshit. And just, you know what I'm saying? Wrestling, dude. Wrestling, just make great music. The music going hard, coming from the heart. And, shit, we've been working with a couple of other people who got on down range right now. So everything was wrestling and fucking with your artists. It's probably networking, man.
All right. So you guys are all going to be doing, I guess Meech is going to be putting out a mixtape, The West Best Kept Secret, and you're going to be on that a lot too. So tell us about that project a little bit.
What you got there is a collective, or, you know what I'm saying, a hot West Coast nigga that you got right now. We got some shit with each one on there. We got shit with just, we got Mike coming to life, you know what I'm saying, a little homie Meech Wells brother. You know what I'm saying, we represent doing this thing. We're about to make this thing for ourselves. On this project and other things, we got just a bunch of people we've been getting with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people we work with didn't get on the cut, but it's like I'm struggling to think right now because we've been working so hard about who all on there. You know what I'm saying? We got Rec Mouth on there. We got, you know what I'm saying? Some constant tracks. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing and whatnot. But you know, it's just a nice variety of the people out here on the rest that's really doing their bad business. It's gonna show in the music.
All right. So are you going to be working on putting out a new album anytime in the near future?
Yeah, we're simultaneous right now working on a street album. You know what I'm saying? Produced by Meech Wells, of course. So while we was working on this project, you know, we already had this project popping by the time we get back up. I got a hot feeling on the ass end of that. But, you know, in between time and then recording for this, we was over there cooking up shit for my street album. Which is one and a half. Once again, we got Young Mac Life.
Title for the new album, the street album you're putting out?
My street album, the title of that is called Real. It's R-E-A-L. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I can put it in the left circle. You already know this. I ain't feeling like a nigga in there, right in my mouth and all this shit. I always been a humble type of nigga, always been a humble rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm no nonsense when it comes down to it. But at the same time, I ain't one to really pop shots at rappers or hang out with a nigga doing it. You know, they just ain't never been my style, but right now, I'm able to really express that shit because this is not my situation. I done been around the world with Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? I've been under a major label contract, but you know what I'm saying? I done been with a lot of these niggas trying to get right now. And the bottom line, I've been with a lot of relationships, a lot of different people. And the thing is, it all comes down to music and it all comes down to the money that you're making off of this music. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with a lot of niggas. I fuck with the Bishop Lamont. I fuck with the G Malone. I fuck with, you know what I'm saying, the Gangs music. I still fuck with Snoop. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not different. Everybody was saying the same. Everybody, some of the new West Coast niggas, the new West niggas that's pushing that movement, the same niggas out there shit that I feel the same with that got talent. But a lot of this shit that I'm seeing right now, the moves that these niggas is putting, with a smile on your face, all respect to the things you need, motherfucker, want to get, talk some stupid ass shit, or wouldn't get the hate on this. I'm smashing all that right now. Cause it'll be a different game if I send you niggas live and direct and you let me know, look, you white, you got a problem, I don't like your game. And whatever you say negatively to these hoes and these niggas that you're talking about, when you lose me. So now I can't do nothing but to let these niggas and stay hard on their neck and it was racist. When my shit is real. So that's why I call that, you know what I'm saying? That's why that's gonna be the title of the album. Nothing else to say, R-E-A-L, it's real.
Cool. All right, are you going to have, do you have a host lined up for the mixtape?
One more time, Ian.
Do you have a host lined up for it, like a DJ that's going to be hosting the street album, or is this going to be like an actual album you're putting out, but not like nationwide distribution?
Yeah, I can barely even hear you. I think we have a little bit of
shit.
You want that album one more time?
Okay. Are you going to be putting this street album just out in like swap meets, that type of stuff, or is it going to be actually like in stores?
I mean,
collaborating with you guys. You did like the White Album and all that with Fosum, all those guys. You're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them in the near future?
Right, as far as the collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I really been doing a lot of solo work, man. Like I said, like for the third time, Young Mac is really the only nigga I actually been in the studio with, recording, you know what I'm saying? Going over there, vibing, you know what I'm saying? We're on the mix. When you sitting up in there, I ain't really been too focused. As far as getting with other niggas, because I feel like, I don't know how SMS to say right now, and I got my own little angle to push.
Can we expect you to be doing any other projects too, like maybe like a guest appearance somewhere?
Yeah, we have it. On top of the street album, we already been working on another mixtape. So we got like, that I know about, just three different things going on over here right now, and I was the only rapper that we fuck with. But as far as what I know, what I'm directly involved with, this mixtape we got coming out right now, my street album, and another mixtape, that's mine.
Yeah.
Right now, and some soundtrack.
Okay. What type of soundtracks are you doing?
It's a lot of shit. Bobby, these crackers are right now, a lot. Businesses, a lot of little movies and stuff. I don't want them right now. I don't want them tough. Because I'm not the best. And you know, I don't believe in the game. But that's a good one. Chill when that check is coming. And that right check is about to hit. It looks like that check is on the way.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say to everyone about Dub CNN, like all the fans, everything like that?
Chris and Dub CNN, you know what I'm saying? I love it, bro. Y'all my favorite spot, because y'all always supporting, so I support y'all likewise. And I want to give it up to everybody that came before me out the restaurant. That's who the niggas who influenced my style, the niggas who I met. You know what I'm saying? It's great. The niggas that show me love and think the same about my shit. And I want to say a big fuck you to all these boys, pussy ass niggas. A lot of these niggas out here is boy pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm calling you niggas. If you acting like a bitch, you boy pussy. All these fake ass niggas that be running around trying to bitch the nigga and every nigga on the under with subliminals and shit. Man, number one, I'm a street nigga first. We ain't gotta do no racks, nothing. We niggas know where to find me at. In fact, we ain't gotta find me because I'm never high. We niggas know where I'm at. Come see me live in the flesh. Smiling in my motherfucking face. Why guys, you wanna ask me for an autograph and shit? Watch your bitch, cause she all in my face. Watch her, I don't even bring her around. But if you remember that a problem with like, quit getting no watch and subliminal shit. Go on and say something and better let you holler at me and come to me and let me talk about. I do passion, baby. I did that the most, man. You niggas get me shit fucked up, so I'm about to kill off a few niggas' careers without mentioning their names, and then we gonna keep this shit positive. Shit. On his own, bitch. Yeah, we gone.